joining us right now is the VP of Marketing and Communications at Womply, Brad Plotho. Is that correct, Brad, your last name?
You got it just right.
Ah, good for me. Okay, we're going to talk about
one thing he's gotten right all day.
Oh, so. We're looking at an Arizona ranking, and we'd like to be number one, but we never are. So tell us how we're doing as far as revenue of local businesses is concerned.
Yeah, you bet. So the background here is that we just launched what's called our Small Business Almanac. We curate payment data for millions of small businesses around the country, and we wanted to look at this and say, just on a dollar basis, with volume of dollars spent at small businesses, how do you rank businesses 1 for 50? And Arizona came in ranked number 13 for Q1. So we're going to look at this on a quarterly basis because there's a lot of seasonality in these businesses. And then obviously, when you break down different industry segments, you see some different stories. In the springtime, in particular in Arizona, you do see an uptick in things like restaurants and lodging, largely because of spring break, spring training, those kinds of things. But overall, in the top quartile of states nationally for people spending money at local businesses.
Yay!
That's great. And what is, when do we start considering local businesses not small business? Like, what are you categorizing? You know what I mean? Like, how big do they have to get? And then they're like, oh, they're no longer a small business.
So most of the businesses that we look at are small mom-and-pop shops, brick-and-mortar businesses with less than 10 employees. So that's really the kind of threshold that we're looking at. Small Business Administration uses a much more liberal definition, but that's the kind of world that we're analyzing for this small business.
So you're talking one-off restaurants, the catering company, whatever they do. It's ma-and-pa, which is, I think, makes it pretty impressive, that number 13.
I think so. And I think that, when you look at some of the consumer trends, people are looking for experiences that are more unique. We do see, in general, people spending more money at businesses that are independent, that are small, that are local. People are more able to find them now because they just pull out their phone and look for businesses near them. So there are a lot of things working for small businesses. And in general, we're seeing that that's translating into increased spending.
I'm guessing that restaurants are probably the number one small business where locals are going and spending their money.
So that's interesting. That's what we would assume as well. So in Q1, on average, people spent about $2,000 a day with restaurants in Arizona. So that's about $172 more than the national average. What we really saw as the kind of main category of interest in Arizona is lodging businesses. So in Arizona, people spent $4,400. That's $1,000 more per day than the national average. So we sort of attribute that to spring break, to spring training, but lodging in Arizona in Q1 in particular is a big business.
So Bob's Motel doing pretty well then.
Bob's Motel, yeah. Anyone running bed and breakfast, any kind of independent lodging business.
Does Airbnb count for that or no? That's not small business.
It does not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, these would have to be incorporated businesses that are independent.
Gotcha.
So if we check with you later in the year, these figures are likely to be entirely different for us.
That's exactly right. So we're going to do this. We're going to update the almanac on a quarterly basis. So Q2 is a very different story. Seasonality changes. And we look at different industries as well. Different industries have different seasonal patterns. So definitely throughout the year, we're going to see things change considerably.
Let me ask you this, Brad. We're number 13. Who's like 1, 2, 3? Like, can you tell us?
Yeah, we're looking at D.C. We're looking at places like Kansas, actually, that are seeing really big increases. And we're looking at California and Hawaii. So the kind of typical places that you'd see where, goods cost more, services cost more are typical. But there are some outliers, too, like some of the Middle America states where you see people actually spending a lot of money locally. Some of that may be because there are fewer, chain or national options. But in other cases, it might just be, kind of a general consumer trend that you're seeing.
Oh, Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, well, we'll check with you later and see how we're doing in the summertime here, Brad.
It's all those Dorothy tours that they do.
Yeah, probably.
You see where Dorothy lived? Follow us.
Brad Plotho is the VP of Marketing and Communications with Womply. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
All right.